Commercial.
So that back to me. Whenever you're ready, you can go ahead and start. Best message you can remember.
Well, let me look.
Okay.
It was two men. One of them was a policeman, and he met this other fella, and they met, and the one of them, not the policeman, but the other one, lit his cigarette, struck a match, then lit his cigarette, lit a pipe, and so. The other fellow, I'm trying to recognize, did he know him? And the policeman said, told the policeman it's been about 5 years since he's seen him, I think. And so anyway, they went on, and they went separate ways, I think, and then the policeman went around the corner later, and he changed clothes, and he met up with the same fella again, and they got to talking, but then in the meantime, he lit another, he struck a match. To light a cigarette, he struck a match, and in reflection, showed that he recognized him from the first time, I think. And to tell the truth, that's about all. For I can't keep the rest of it, all of it in my mind.
Okay. That's it?
Yeah, because I just read it just one time.
Okay.
So, I know I failed on it.
No, there's no mm-hmm. fail. So, there's no fail.
Sure.
Okay. Next thing I would like for you to do is tell me a story. It could be like a childhood experience or a personal experience. That mm-hmm. A story that has about three people in it or more.
Okay, let me think of it. That's just catching me off guard. Well, I can tell a story about the experience that I had when I went on a cruise.
Okay.
With my daughter and family, rather, and one of my church members, and we had a great time, which I was the first trip that I went on. We went to some part of Mexico, and Jamaica. And I enjoyed it, experience that I have never had before. And I liked the atmosphere, I liked the people, and the friend that we went with and everything. And I just really enjoyed it. I could not, I had problem in walking, and my son-in-law, he was my helper because he had sugar. He's a diabetic, and he was pushing me in a wheelchair practically all the time. And so we were on from Sunday to Sunday, and I bought a lot of gifts, and just like I said, I really enjoyed it for my first experience. And planning on my granddaughter planned on taking me to Las Vegas for next year. So I'm just lucky, and I'm just happy about it.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to tell you a story, a very short story, and I'd like for you to tell it back to me. Okay, here's the story. While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse, but she didn't see it fall. When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries because her wallet fell out. So she put the groceries away and went back home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang, and the little girl told her that she found her wallet. The lady was very relieved.
That's
the story. Can you tell it back?
Yes. A lady went shopping, and her wallet fell unbeknown to her, and she didn't know it until she got to the checkout counter. And so she wasn't able to pay for her groceries. And when she got home, the phone rang, and she was surprised on the other end of the phone. There was a little girl saying that she had found her wallet, and she was very relieved.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to try to remember that because that's the last thing I'm going to ask you.
It's okay.
Okay. Yes. Next, I have some numbers I'd like you to repeat for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 582.
694.
6439.
could you repeat it again? I lost three. Last three.
Sure. 417-9386.
417-9386.
Yes. 581-92647.
582-4187.
Okay. No. 382-95174.
382-99587.
Okay, and one more. 275-862-584.
Start over again.
275-862-584.
275-862.
Mm-hmm.
975.
Okay, that's good. Mm-hmm. Hi. Now I'm going to give you some numbers, but I want you to repeat them backwards this time.
Oh, no. Okay.
Okay. 2-4.
4-2.
Yes. 5-8.
5-8.
And backwards.
Oh, 8-5.
Okay. 6-2-9. 6-2-9. 6-2-9. 6-2-9. 9-2-6. Yes. 4-1-5. 5-1-4. Yes. 3-2-7-9. 9-7-2-3. Yes. 4-9-6-8.
8. Start, say it again.
4-9-6-8.
8-6-9-4.
Mm-hmm. 1-5-2-8-6.
6. 852? No.
15286.
Six, eight, two, one, four,
almost.
Five.
15. 6 1 8 4 3.
6 1 8 4 5 3. Let the week go. Wait a minute. Stop.
Six,
you say it again.
Six. I'm sorry. What?
You say it.
Okay. 6 1 8 4 3.
3 4 1 8 6.
Almost.
6 8.
Yeah, that's it. One more. 5 3 9 4 1 8.
8 1 4 9 3.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Did I get it?
Left one number out. The last, the very last number. Otherwise, it was perfect. Okay, since
well, let me get it perfect. Let me try. Say it.
5 3 9 4 1 8.
9.
Oops.
Uh-oh. Never mind. Never mind. I will get it messed up.
Okay. These are memory exercises, by the way. The memory exercises. The next one is categories. I'm going to give you some categories, and I'd like you to tell me as many items that fall into those categories as fast as you can.
Give me an example.
Like, for example, if I said the category was states of America, you would say, like, Texas, Oklahoma, New York,
I'll try.
New Mexico. Okay. I'm just going to time you. Okay, the first category is foods, and start whenever you're ready. As many foods as you can think of.
Oh, you want me to tell you?
Mm-hmm.
Potatoes, spinach, carrots, cabbage, peas, string beans.
Keep going.
Okra, corn, tomatoes, lettuce, peppers, onion, squash. Oh, I know there's a whole lot of more. Beets.
Mm-hmm.
Cauliflower, broccoli, Brussels sprouts. Oh God, I can't think of no more.
Okay. That's good. The next category is animals. Tell me as many animals as you can think of.
Cats, the one I have.
Okay.
Cat, dog, elephant, rhinoceros, hippopotamus, elephant, giraffe, lion, tiger, dog, to put dog in there, and kangaroo, I guess I don't call him that. Deer, antelope, not alligator, leopard, that's megafauna.
Ah, oh, that's good. Okay. Last category are kitchen items, anything that you see in the kitchen.
Stove, refrigerator. Kettle, tea kettle, coffee pot, cake pan, pie pan, frying pan, roaster, not the utensils.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do I have to name them?
Sure.
Knife, fork, spoon, spatula, cake turner, mixer, blender. Oh, Jesus. Well, plates,
okay.
Cups and saucers. That's it.
That's it?
That's
okay,
indeed.
That's good. Thank you. Okay. Oh, here it is. Mm. Next thing is,
mm-mm.
I'd like for you to start here and read across and read as fast as you can.
Okay.
And and start.
Green, blue, yellow, red, yellow, red, green, blue. Blue, green, yellow, red. Blue, yellow, red, green, red, green, blue, yellow, yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay. 15 seconds.
I got five.
Hmm?
What point I got?
I'll just time it and see how fast you're doing it. The next thing is, you see the dots? I want you to tell me the color of each dot going across each row until the end as fast as you can. And whenever you're ready.
What would you call this color?
Oh, that's red.
Oh, that'd be red. Okay.
Okay.
Green, blue, yellow, red, yellow, red, green, blue, blue, green, yellow, red, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay, that was 13 seconds again.
Mm.
Okay.
I had to breathe.
And the part three is to. Now this is a tricky one. Instead of reading the words across, I want you to tell me the color that the word is printed in.
Oh, what I gotta say, red is.
No, instead of saying red, you're gonna say
blue,
red, green, and yellow like that.
Okay.
Okay, whenever you're ready.
Blue. Wait a minute. Blue, red, yellow, green. Green.
Tell me the color.
Hmm.
Oh, is that green? Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Let's start again, because I probably messed you up. Okay, start again.
Blue, red, yellow, green. Green, yellow. I'm going to start all over again.
Okay.
You're right, it's tricky.
Okay.
Blue, red, yellow, green. Green, yellow, green, red. Red, blue, yellow, green. Yellow, red, green, blue. Blue, red, yellow, green. Blue, green, yellow, red.
Okay.
That's a story. The first blue is. Is red.
Okay.
Oh, that's how many seconds? That the 50.
And that was 32, but that's always twice as long as the other two with everybody.
Mm.
But that's the trick.
Jesus.
The story. Do you remember the story about the lady with the groceries?
Yeah.
Can you tell me that story again?
Oh, the lady went to the store and she lost her pocketbook and her bills for it. She didn't know that she had dropped it until she got to the checkout counter. And when she got, and although she could not pay for it when she got there, when she got home, the phone rang, and the little girl had called and told her that she had found her pocketbook.
Okay, great.
That's probably
beautiful. That's that's all the memory exercises. I just have a couple more things. This screen's for